I'm Vanessa Tyler on the Black Information Network, your home for Black News First.
From this day forward, it's going to be only America First. America First.
It's very clear that he's talking about white America First, right? And even within that, I would say it would be, you know, rich white America First.
Black diplomat Desiree Cormier Smith says the white nationalism is blatant.
I fear that when we don't call out the clear white Christian nationalism of this administration and how it is the through line of all of their actions, we are doing ourselves a disservice, because without naming the problem, you can't fully confront the problem, right?
And a big problem, she says, a group meeting at the State Department titled the Ben Franklin Fellowship.
The only organization that is allowed to meet at the State Department is this Ben Franklin Fellowship. And again, one of the founding sort of unifying principles is this rejection of diversity, equity, and inclusion and accessibility. That is incredibly dangerous. It is politicizing our career workforce, and it is also demonizing those who are not white, straight men.
Cormier Smith says what's happening in our diplomatic corps is deep, especially the policies spewing from America to the world.
So it is this weird obsession with Western civilizational erasure. We heard J.D. Vance talk about it at the Munich Security Council last year. We even heard Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, echo this same sentiment this year at the Munich Security Council. We have blogs and now policy positions, including in the national security strategy, elevating this as a foreign policy and national security priority. And essentially, this is almost the notion of the great replacement conspiracy theory.
And she says when it's all done and the Trump administration is gone, the impact will last for decades.
This administration has done deep, extensive damage to our relationships with our allies, to our relationships with our adversaries, to our relationships with the global South in particular. And it will take decades to rebuild that trust and to determine what a post-Trump United States looks like in terms of how it engages with the world.
Follow Desiree Cormier Smith at the Alliance for Justice, an organization she founded to make the world a better place. Go to allianceforjustice.org.
Diplomat Desiree Cormier Smith, thank you for your insight.
Thank you so much for having me, Vanessa.
With Black News First, I'm Vanessa Tyler on the Black Information Network.